This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, okay, then we're on, and we're still doing, this is part two of the section. We did part one last week. It's part two on the sugya, which starts really just before the two dots on the bottom of Hey, I'm with Aleph, and goes on until, well, I guess the two dots in the middle of Hey, I'm with Beis. So last week we did the Gemara and Rashi. We did the particular Rashi on Daf Hey, I'm with Aleph, and I'll summarize that again. We did the Tosfos on Hey, I'm with Aleph, and highlighted the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. And what we've got to do is try and resolve Rashi using our understanding of Rashi on Daf Hey, Amud Beis. So I want to just summarize some of the things we ended off with last time. I think the last week's shiur is already has been on the site for a couple of days, and then we'll move on. So here was the difficulty, all revolved around the first thick line on Hey, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara, in trying to learn Kesef from the other two Kinyonim, from Shtar and Bia, says we can't really do that because in the first thick line, Ma'ala Hanuch Sheken Yeshnan Bal Korcha. Those cases are all, there are all examples of Bal Korcha, the other two, explains Rashi. Bia Kona Bi Yavama Bal Korcha. Bia works with a Yavama Bal Korcha. V'chen Shtar Mutzi Yisa Ishu Bal Korcha Mibala, and Shtar works with in the case of Gittin. So we have precedence for both kesef, for both shtar and bia, to operate against the will of the woman. Whereas kesef we have no such precedent for, and we would therefore not be able to learn kesef out of those two kinyonim, because we might think that kesef is not a strong enough kinyon to affect kiddushin. The chitema, says the Gemara, kesef nami bal kocho b'ama evriyo, asks the Gemara, but we have a case of Kesef Bal Korcha, for example, Amo HaIvriyo, which Rashi explains, She'avia Mechra Shaloi Midato. That means her father can sell her against her will. Now, whenever Rashi says anything, Rashi's comments are always to prevent us learning the Gemara some other way. That's the style of Rashi. So where there are a couple of options of how to learn the Gemara, if Rashi is concerned that we might go down the wrong track, he comments to keep us on the right track. The track that Rashi is concerned will go down is Rabbeinu Tam's track. And so he specifically wants to keep us on his track. So this is nothing by the way. This is nothing by chance. This is Rashi very deliberately taking us down a track that Rabbeinu Tam finds impossible. And we're going to have to understand why Rabbi Natan finds it impossible and why Rashi deliberately wants us to go down this track. And what is that track? Rashi says, don't read this any other way. It's no more complicated than its simplest meaning. But Amo Ivriyo Bar Kocha, there's a case of Amo Ivriyo Bar Kocha, that means a father can sell his daughter Bar Kocha. The problem that Rabbi Natan has with Rashi, and that anybody would have with Rashi, is the next few words of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, and if you want to say that there is a case of Kesef Bal Koch, for example, Amo Ivriyo, and therefore Kesef is no different from Shtar and Bia, and we should be able to learn Kesef from Shtar and Bia, says the Gemara, no, you can't, because Be'ishus Mi'alo Ashkechon. We're talking in the subset of Ishus Kinyonim. And in the subset of Ishus, there is no case of Bal Koch in Kesef. Yevomo fits into the subset of Ishus. And Gittin fits into the subset of issues. But Amo Ivriyo does not fit into the subset of issues. And so although we have a case of Bal Korcho in Amo Ivriyo, we do not have a case of Bal Korcho in issues. Ask the Tosfos HaRosh, as we learned last week, that we do have a case of Bal Korcho be issues. A father can sell his daughter Bal Korcho. So the Tosfos HaRosh answered, yes, but at this stage we don't know the whole thing. We don't know Kesef, so we don't know that a father can sell his daughter Bal Kocha, his daughter Ketana Bal Kocha. We don't know that yet. Where would we learn that from? So Be'ishus Mi Lo Ashkechan. So other than Kesef itself, in the case of Ishus, we don't have any other example of where Kesef can be used Bal Kocha, and therefore we wouldn't be able to extrapolate Kesef from Shtar and Bia. That's how Tosfos HaRosh answers. Avkshabenatam, yes, I understand that we don't yet know anything about Kesef, but on the next Omud we do. The Gemara on the next Omud, which we're going to learn again now, there it's very clear that we already do know about Kesef, and still the Gemara takes the view, certainly Rav Huna does, that there's no case of Kesef bar kocho be'ishus. And surely the case of a father marrying off his young daughter would be such a case. Why, therefore, is a father marrying a daughter not such a case, says Rabbi Natan? Because the father's das is the girl's das. The father acts in place of the girl. The girl has no das. And since the father is the das of the girl, when the father agrees to marry her off to the chosen, it's as if the girl is agreeing. That's not called shiloi midato. That's not called bal kocho. Says Rabbi Natan, but in that case, by Amo Evriyo, there's also no bal kocho. Because in the case of Amo Evriyo, the father's also acting on behalf of the girl and marrying the girl off. Although it's against her will, it's not against his will, and his will is her will because she has no will of her own. Therefore, says Rabbi Natan, we can't learn the whole thing the way Rashi does. That when the Gemara says Ba'ama Evriyo, there's a case of Bar Kocho, when Rashi says Sha'aviyah Meicha Shalei Midato, that's not what it means, says Rabbi Natan. What it means in the case of Amo Evriyo is that in the case of Amo Evriyo, the man, the owner, the buyer of the Amo, can later on, after the purchase, retrospectively convert the Kesef Mechiro into Kesef Kiddushin. And he can do that bal kocho. So he can say at any stage between the time of the Mechiro until she becomes a Naira, the time she becomes a Naira, she goes out free, but any time until then, he can simply say, I just declare the money that I paid your father for your labor, I declare that retrospectively to be Kesef Kiddushin and a Kinyan Kiddushin, and therefore you are now a Mekudeshis and you need a get. And although the chuppah cannot take place without her agreement, she could find herself in this difficult situation where she's mekudeshes and she's not a nesua, and therefore if she wants to leave him, she can leave him, but she would need a get, and she wouldn't be able to be asura l'kohen. That's what bal kocho means, that the owner can convert the kesef kiddushin into the Kesef Mechira, into Kesef Kiddushin, and that's called Yiud. That's the Bal Kocho by Amo Evriyo. But the father's ability to sell the daughter against her will, or the father's ability to marry off his daughter against her will, those are not considered Bal Kocho, because the mind, the consciousness in that transaction is father, not daughter, and it's with the Rotson of the father, so that's not called a valid Kinyan. That's not called Bal Kocho. Our difficulty, of course, is with Rashi. Rashi says, Amo Evriyo, the case of Bal Kocho by Amo Evriyo is the father's capacity to sell her against her will. So how does Rashi deal on the next page with the whole issue of there not being Bal Kocho in the case of a father marrying a Ktana off? Why, if a father sells a Ktana off, is that Bal Kocho? And if a father marries a Ktana off, that's not Bal Kocho. So Tosfos suggests one answer and says because no daughter wants to work, if she doesn't explicitly say she wants to, we cannot assume she wants to work, and therefore it's bal kocho if she doesn't express her opinion or if she says she doesn't want to. That's clear bal kocho. But in the case of marriage, ultimately she wants to get married, so although she might not like the particular person to whom she's married, to whom she's getting married, marriage is not bal kocho because she certainly wants to get married rather than to remain alone. That's how Tosfos wants to learn Rashi. But we're taking a different line in Rashi. And we'll see on the next page why. And one of the things we started to develop was the idea that Rashi is mechalik between, he differentiates between the father's role in the case of an Amo Evriyo and the father's role in the case of a Ktana who's getting married. And what's the difference? The difference is that in the case of an Amo Evriyo, the labor really belongs to the daughter. The only problem is she's not capable of transacting. And we said that Rashi probably goes with the view that an older Ktana, depending on what age, but a Ktana approaching the age of Naira, but not yet there, has das. She has a view. She has an opinion. She has a consciousness. It's just that she doesn't have the right to transact. So she is the owner of her labor because she is the creator of her labor. And we spoke about that idea that the creator of something has ownership in that thing that he or she created. she creates her labor, so the labor, she is the owner of the labor, but the financial benefit that comes from selling that labor goes to the father because she doesn't have capability to transact. So the father's role in the case of the Amo Ivrio is the transactor of another person. It's not that his das is her das. She has das. She might be saying, I don't want to be sold. I don't want to go and work for this man. And he says, I'm doing it. You don't have the right to transact. I'm transacting. That's called bar kocha. She has a will. He ignores her will and has the right to sell her labor. That's not the same case as the case in Kiddushin. In the case of Kiddushin, we suggested there the right of the girl to choose a husband belongs to the father until she's older, until she's a Naira or a Bogeres. While she's a Ketana, she has no right to choose a husband. That right doesn't belong to her. It never did belong to her. So the ownership of that right is the father's. And therefore, when the father sells that right, when the father's Mekadesh her, he's not transacting on behalf of another person who has das. He's transacting on behalf of himself. He has that right. He's giving that right away to the husband. He's exchanging the exclusivity for Kesef Kiddushin. And therefore, the Rashi holds, we're suggesting, that that's different, that when a man sells a girl, that's Baal Kocha. When a man marries a young girl off a Ketana, that's not called Baal Kocha, because in that situation, it's like Rabbeinu Tam says, he's acting with his own das because he's the owner of that right. Now what we need to do, Tosis learns it a little different. Tosis suggests, as we said, that there's a way to learn Rashi that also separating the case of Amo Ivrio from Kiddushin, saying that Amo Ivrio, she would object, if she objects, she means it. But in the case of Kiddushin, if she objects, her deep subconscious is not objecting, and the Shoma wants to get married, and therefore it's not really called Bar Kocha. But that's quite an esoteric way of learning Rashi. So let's go with ours, and let's now move in to the next piece of Gemara, and figure out how Rashi learns that piece of Gemara as opposed to the way Tosfos does. So this piece of Gemara all revolves around Rav Huna's desire to learn a fourth kinyan for Kiddushin. So we know that there's a kinyan, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. We know that from the Mishnah, and we've learned it from Sukkim. We know that Chuppah is a kinyan for Nisuin. Rav Huna wants to learn, using a Kal Vachomer, that Chuppah is also a good kinyan for Kiddushin. That a man could take a woman under a chuppah, and he could say, Hare at mekudeshes li bechuppah zu. And then she would be a mekudeshes. And Rav Huna wants to learn it from a Kal Vachomer. So let's run through the Gemara again, and then we'll stop at the important Rashis. So Omar Rav Huna, this is the second thick line on Pei Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Huna, chuppah koina mi Kal Vachomer. A chuppah can work as a kinyan kiddushin learned out of a Kal Vachomer. What's the Kal Vachomer? Umar kesef sheino machil bitruma koina. If a woman is mekudeshes, that means the kinyan kesef has been used, and she's now married to a kohen, or she's mekudeshes to a kohen, she's still not allowed to eat truma from that kohen's house. Chuppah shema'achelis bitruma. However, once there's been chuppah, she's allowed to eat truma from the kohen's house. So chuppah is a stronger kinyan than kesef. Kesef cannot entitle a woman to the achilas truma of her husband, the kohen, and chuppah can entitle the woman to achilas truma of her husband, the kohen. Eno din shetikana, certainly that chuppah should be able to work as a kinyan kiddushin. Says the Gemara, no, kesef eno machil. It's not true that kesef is not strong enough to entitle a woman who's married to a kohen to eat truma. That's not the reason she cannot eat truma. Ha'amar Ula, did Ula not say, Dvar Torah, Rusabas Yisrael, Ocheles bitruma. Midoraisa, the kinyan kesef danat kiddushin, is sufficient to entitle the woman to eat the truma of her husband. Shenema v'chein ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, yivaha kinyan kaspohu. The Torah specifically says that if a kohen acquires a nefesh with kinyan kaspoi, then they may eat truma, and this is a kinyan kesef. It's explicit in the Torah. Well, my time, Omru Eno Echeles, and it's true that we don't allow her to eat from that truma, but that's not because the kinyan wasn't strong enough. It's because Gzeir Hashem Ayim Zugulo Kos Beves Aviyo V'Tashkenu La'achi O'la'achi Sel. The problem is a logistics problem. The problem is not a kinyan problem. The problem is that after the Kiddushin, she still lives with her family, with her father and her brothers and sisters. And if she's eating truma at their table, there's a risk that somebody else might eat of her food, and they'll come. They are Zorim, they're not allowed to eat Truma, and they might land up coming to eat Truma. So just to protect the rest of the family from the possibility of eating Truma by mistake, we don't allow her to eat Truma. But it's not because the Kinyan Kesef was not strong enough. So that Kavachomer doesn't work. Elo Puricha Hachi. So let's try another Kavachomer. Umay Kesef She'ena Gomer Kone. Kesef is not a complete Kinyan. It doesn't take her completely out of her father's authority, because even after the Kinyan Kesef of Kiddushin, any work that she does goes to the benefit of the father. And if she dies, the father inherits her, not the husband. So the Kinyan Kesef doesn't fully transfer her from the influence and authority of the father to the influence and authority of the husband. But Chuppah, which is Gomeris, Chuppah, which does complete the transaction, and after Chuppah, the husband inherits the wife. And after Chuppah, any work that she does goes to the husband's benefit, not to hers, and not to her father's. Certainly Chuppah should be able to work them as a Kinyan Kiddushin. It's stronger than Kinyan Kesef. So the Gemara, not necessarily so, because there's a strength that Kesef has that Chuppah doesn't have. Mala Kesef sheken poedin boi hekdeshes amaz v'sheni. Kesef can remove the Kiddusha from hekdesh and maaz v'sheni. So we have an example that means you can redeem. In case of hekdesh and maaz v'sheni, where something's been set aside either for the Beis HaMikdash or it's been set aside to eat in Yerushalayim as part of Maaz HaSheni, you can transfer the Kedusha onto money. The money then goes to the Beis HaMikdash, or the money goes to be eaten in Yerushalayim, goes to be spent in Yerushalayim. But the object itself that was previously had Kedusha no longer has Kedusha. So we see Kesef can be used to change status. But we don't find that with Chuppah. Chuppah doesn't change the status of Kedusha, and therefore maybe Kedusha doesn't work. Says the Gemara, beer to here, but beer doesn't work for Hekdesh and Maaz HaSheni also, of course. So clearly, that's irrelevant to the discussion, and to the strength of these kinyonim with respect to issues. We can set that differentiation aside; it's irrelevant. And then Kesef and beer are no different; are weaker than Chuppah, if anything. And we should be able to learn Chuppah as a kavah chomer from them. Now, says the Gemara, you can't learn anything from beer. Mala beer she ken kone be yavoma. Beer works with yavoma, so it has another strength. But Kesef doesn't have that strength. The Chozer Adin. So you see that both these strengths are irrelevant. The fact that Bio works for a Yavoma is irrelevant. The fact that Kesef works to redeem Hekdesh and Maaz HaSheni is irrelevant. Lo Rizeh Ki Rizeh Velo Rizeh Ki Rizeh Atzad HaShoveh Shebohen Shekonin Ba'alma. All we see is they're both valid Kinyonim. Kesef's a Kinyon in issues, and Bio's an Inyon in issues. V'Konin Kan Afani Avi Chupa Shekonin Ba'alma V'Konin Kan. Just as those kinyonim work generally and they work for kiddushin, so chuppah, which is also a kinyon that works for nisuin, I will bring as a kal vachomer and say it works also for kiddushin. So in all the cases, we have cases where they work in issues. Bio works by yavama, and kesef works for kiddushin as we know, and chuppah works for nisuin. So they're all valid kinyan when we deal with issues. There's no reason why chuppah shouldn't be able to work for kiddushin as well as for nisuin. But there's still a difference, because both kesef and biyo give benefit and pleasure to the recipient. And chuppah doesn't. Chuppah is just a transaction, a symbol. So the gemara shtar yuchich. Shtar is also a symbol. It's just a transaction that gives no pleasure to the recipient. But shtar has another strength. Shtar works for gittin. Kesef or bia yuchichu. So from there you'll see that kesef and bia, which don't work for gerushin, for gittin, still work for kiddushin. So you see the strength of shtar to work for gittin is irrelevant. And once again, then we're left with the fact that they're all kinyonim. Their differences are irrelevant. That's because each one has a different difference that the others don't share. All that is equal among them is shekonin ba'alma. They're valid kinyonim in other cases, v'konin kan, and they work for kiddushin. Afani avi chuppah shekonin ba'alma v'konin kan. So I'll bring chuppah as well. This is now Rav Huna's kal vachomer, that I can learn chuppah as a stronger kinyon than the others with respect to kiddushin. And if shtar, bio, and kesef work for kiddushin, chuppah should work for kiddushin too. So now the Gemara attacks Rav Huna on another basis and says, Ma'alat Sadashov Shobohen, there's something strong about all those other three kinyonim. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia have a strength that Chupa doesn't have. What is that? Sheken Yeshnan Bal Kercho. Those are all kinyonim that can be done Bal Kercho. They can be done by force, whereas Chupa cannot. Chupa always needs to be done with the will of the person coming into the Chupa, the woman coming into the Chupa, and therefore Chupa is not as strong a kinyon as Kesef, Shtar, and Bia with respect to issues. And we can use Chupa for Nisuin, but we cannot use Chupa for Kiddushin. Kiddushin needs a stronger kinyon than Chupa, than Nisuin, because Kiddushin is the initiation of the whole marriage. Once the marriage has been initiated, Chupa is just the completion. For completion, Chupa is strong enough, but it's not strong enough to initiate the marriage. Says Rashi, at the top Rashi, Afan Avi Chupa Shekhoine Balma Shegomeres Leyosho Ulhaforos Nedoreho. Chupa works as a complete kinyan for Yerusho, for Haforos Nedorim. Everything transfers from father to husband. Yiknenamikan below Yerusin. It should work here as well without any other form of Yerusin. Says the Gemara, no. The reason that the other kinyonim work, Kesef, Shtar, and Bio, is because Shekein Yeshnan Bal Kercho, explains Rashi in the second line, Shekoinin Ba'alme, because they work outside of Ishus. Ba'alme, notice that word Ba'alme, because that's going to be very key in our understanding of Rashi. So, Shekein Yeshnan Bal Kercho, Shekoinin Ba'alme, Bia B'Yavamo, Bia in the case of Yavamo, Ushtar begerushin and shtar in gerushin, the chesef be'ama ha'ivriyo and kesef in ama ivriyo. So why does Rashi say ba'alma? After all, yevomo and gerushin is not ba'alma, that's ishus. But ama ivriyo is ba'alma. And we know that from the previous page. We know that when the Gemara said, if you want to say that Bar Kocha Ba'am Evriya, Kesef has a case of Bar Kocha Ba'am Evriya, the Gemara answered, Be'ishus Mi'eloi Ashkechon. So Rashi says, let's divide the Kinyonim here into two sets. There's the set of Ishus, which is Gittin and Yevomo, and Kiddushin, which is the one we're busy working out. But Amo Evriya, clearly from the Gemara on the previous Almud, is not part of that set. Amo Evriya is not Ishus. It doesn't belong in Hilchus Even Oezer. According to this, Amo Yivriyo belongs in Yerodeya. It's in a different space altogether. It's not Hilchus Ishus. And therefore, it's called Ba'alma. That's why Rashi adds the word Ba'alma in. The Gemara doesn't say Ba'alma, but Rashi does. The Gemara says, Manat HaRashov Eshub and Shekin Yeshnan Ba'al Korcho. Says Rashi, Shekin Yeshnan Ba'al Korcho Ba'alma, Bio B'Yavoma, Ushtar B'Girushin, the Kesef Ba'amo Ivriya. So now what does Rav Huna say? Rav Huna, that's a strong question. How is Rav Huna going to deal with that? We have no precedent for Kesef being Baal Kocha. So Kesef is Baal Kocha. We have a case of Kesef being Baal Kocha, and we have no precedent for Chupa being Baal Kocha. How can you learn Chupa from the other Kinyonim? Answers the Gemara, Rav Huna, Kesef miha be'ishus loy ashkechon bal kocha. Kesef in ishus, there is no example of kesef be'ishus being bal kocha. Now let's just learn that as Rabbeinu Tam would for a moment, because we know that from the Tosfos, the bottom of Hey Amud Aleph. So how would Rabbeinu Tam learn this? Rav Huna says there's no case of ishus of kesef in ishus being bal kocha. Because the case of a father marrying a ketana off, that's not called Bal Kocha, Rabbeinu Tam holds, because the father agrees. And even the case of a father selling an amo, a ketana into an amo ivriya is not Bal Kocha. The only case of Bal Kocha is Yehud. And Yehud's not called Ishus either, and we'll see why. Yehud is also not called Ishus. That's where the owner of the amo ivriya converts the Kesef Mechiro retrospectively into Kesef Kiddushin, and he can do that Bal Kocha, but that's not Be'ishus. So Rav Huna says, Mia Be'ishus L'Ashkecham, there's no case of Ishus which is Bal Kocha. Our problem is going to be Rashi, because according to Rashi, there is a case of Ishus Bal Kocha. And we've tried to explain the difference, but let's see how Rashi learns it here. So let's go to the Rashi on the third line. Kesef be'ishus mi'aloi ashkechon ba'alma bar kocha. Do you notice that Rashi's added a word in that we don't have in our Gemara? And everything revolves around that word that Rashi's added in. We've got, Rav Huna says, kesef mi'a be'ishus lo'i ashkechon. Rashi says, kesef be'ishus mi'a lo'i ashkechon ba'alma. So now we have three categories, three sets, not two sets. We have ba'alma and ishus on the two extremes. So ba'alma is outside of ishus altogether. And then we have ishus, which is gitin, kiddushin, yevamos. And then we have ba'alma be'ishus. Let's see what Rashi means by that. Meaning, ba'alma generally be'ishus is kind of a contradiction in terms, and Rashi has it in the Gemara, so we don't have it. Says Rashi, va'afilu hachi koina kan, va'afal korcha. And even though there's no case of kesef being ba'al korcha in ishus ba'alma now Rashi's classifying as cases of ishus other than kiddushin and nisuin. So let's look at, imagine that there's three circles, three concentric circles. In the center of the concentric circles is ishus. And included in that center circle is only kiddushin, nisuin, gitin. The next circle is ishus ba'alma. And ishus ba'alma would be let's work this out a little bit. I'm going to narrow that center circle. Ba'alma would be so. Let's take the three circles again. Let's start on the outer circle. The outer circle ba'alma means out there in the world generally. Kinyonim out there generally. That would be mekach u'memker. That would be the laws of choshen mishpat, sales and purchases. The laws of avodim, the laws of the sales and amo ivriyah. That would be the third concentric circle. The middle concentric circle would be ishus ba'alma, general cases of ishus, but not ishus itself. And that would be yevomo and gitin. And the center circle would be only chuppah and kiddushin. So picture these three circles. So we've got chuppah and kiddushin in the center, that's ishus. Then we've got ishus ba'alma, which means they're ishus related, but they're not ishus itself. And that would be divorce and yevomo. And in the last circle, we've got all other cases. Mekach u'memka, sales, slaves, amo ivriyah. So now when Rashi says, kesef be'ishus mi'aloi ashkechon ba'alma ba'al kocho, that means you do have a case of ba'al kocho in that center circle with bio, because in the center circle we've got yevoma, and we do have it with shtar, because in the center circle, I don't mean the core circle, I mean the middle circle, between the core and the outer circle. So in that middle circle, in the medium circle, that's ishus ba'alma. We have cases of ba'al kocho, but it's only for shtar and bia. That's gitin and gerushin. We don't have anything in there which is ba'al kocho. We have ama ivriel ba'al kocho, but that's in the third circle, in the outer circle. That's ba'alma. In this subset of ishus, so if you take the world generally are all three circles, then there's an area called ishus which is further subdivided into ishus ba'alma and into ishus proper. So in the outer circle of ba'alma, there is a case of kesef ba'al kocha, and that is amo ivriyah. In the case, in the next circle, that middle circle between the other two, which is ishus bi'alma, that means it's ishus but not kiddushin and not nisuin and kiddushin. In that circle, there are cases of bal kocha, bio for yevomo and shtar for gitin. But there's no case in that circle, which is now in the ishus area, of kesef bal kocha. What about the middle circle, kiddushin and nisuin? That's the one we're trying to extrapolate. So it says Rashi va'afilu hachi koine kan, and yet kesef does work bal kocha. In the center circle, the afal korcho, kikun av mekabel kiddushin levita ktana. So now, for the first time, Rashi introduces and says, I do consider, certainly Rav Huna considers, a father marrying off a young girl as bal korcho. That's in that center circle. But clearly we don't extrapolate that from the power of kesef to be able to do anything bar kocho. We don't extrapolate that from somewhere else. We know that just because of the dinim of kiddushin itself. So kiddushin allows bar kocho, no matter what kinyan is being used. Kiddushin allows bar kocho. But we don't learn that from kesef. Because the only other case we've got of kesef bar kocho is in the outer circle. And we can't learn from the outer circle to the very inner circle. There's too much of a distance between them. The only place we would be able to learn is from issues to issues, which would be issues ba'alma, that means the second circle. From that we could learn to the core circle. But in the second circle, there is no case of bal kocho by kesef. And yet, kesef works in the core circle. So if kesef works in the core circle, it's not because we extrapolated it. So what would we do with chuppah? You would argue chuppah also doesn't work bal kocho anywhere. It doesn't work in the outer circle, but the outer circle is irrelevant to us, says Rashi in Rav Huna. So the only question is the middle circle. In the middle circle, there's no example of chuppah being bar kocho. So you know what? In the middle circle, there's no example of kesef being bar kocho either. And yet kesef can work bar kocho. So just as chuppah can't work bar kocho in the middle circle, there's no reason why it can't work in the bar kocho in the core circle, because the capacity to do bar kocho in kiddushin is not related to the specific kinyan, it's related to kiddushin. Whatever kinyan you're using for kiddushin, you can do it bal kocho. A father can do it bal kocho of the girl. That's because of the power of kiddushin, not because of the power of the kinyan. And we see that from the fact that kesef has no other case in issues where it can be done bal kocho, and yet for kiddushin it can be done bal kocho. Afani avi chupo. So what do we have here? This is something you'll probably have to go over a few times because it's subtle. What I'm introducing here is this idea of the three concentric circles, because that we see in Rashi by the fact that Rashi talks about the Alma. He introduces these three categories. In the second line, Sheken Yishnan Bar Koch, he introduces the idea of the Alma, which includes Amo Ivriyo. Amo Ivriyo is the Alma. It's right out there in the third circle. And in the next Rashi, he introduces Ishus Bar Alma. And Ishus Ba'alma is not Amo Ivriyo, because that's Ba'alma, and it's not Kiddushin and Nisuin, because that's Ishus proper. So what's Ishus Ba'alma? Ishus Ba'alma is Gittin and Yevoma. So we have, that's where we get the idea of these three concentric circles. So if you look at all the Kinyonim in the world, they're in this whole set of all the three concentric circles. In the outer circle are all the Kinyonim that have nothing to do with Ishus, including Amo Ivriyo. In the next circle coming in, from the next circle inwards are all the issues related kinyonim. In the outer one of those two circles is Gittin and Yevoma, and in the core circle is Nisuin and Kiddushin, which is issues mamish. And what Rav Huna says is we can ignore the last circle because that's Be'alma, we're not affected by that. The only question is can we learn from the second circle to the core circle? Says Rav Huna, there's nothing to learn. It's quite clear that kesef's ability to be used bal kocho of ektano has nothing to do with that second circle. It has to do with the power of kiddushin. In the same way, chuppah, although it can't be kone bal kocho anywhere else, it can be kone bal kocho in the case of kiddushin and can be used. So then, the difference between Rav Huna and the Chachomim would be that Rav Huna uses these three concentric circles in order to learn his dinim, and holds ultimately that kesef, that a father marrying off a young girl is called bal kocho, and it can be done, it is part of bal kocho, and Rashi says that clearly. And whereas the Chachomim seem to learn that that's not called bal kocho at all. The case of a father marrying off a girl, that's not called bal kocho, and we explain that by saying that a father's role in marrying off a girl is the role of primary transactor, not secondary transactor. He's not doing it just because she has no capacity. He's doing it because it belongs to him. Whereas in the case of Amo Ivriyo, he's the secondary contractor. Transactor. It really belongs to the Amo Ivriyo. It really belongs to the Ketana, and he's acting as her agent because she cannot transact, which means that his will supersedes hers, and that's called Bar Kocho. That's how the Chachomim learn, not so Rav Huna. So we have an inherent difference between Rav Huna and the Chachomim, the rest of the Rabbonin here, as to what constitutes Bar Kocho. Whether the father's role in marrying off a Ketana is called Bar Kocho or it isn't. a father marrying an Amo Ivriya is definitely Bal Kocho. Everybody agrees that, according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no. Even a father marrying off an Amo Ivriya is not called Bal Kocho, because he holds that no Ketana has any Das, and since no Ketana has any Das, the father is the only Das we're worried about, and it's with his will. He's not Bal Kocho, he's doing it willingly. So if we try and understand all the different views, Rabbeinu Tam's primary principle is a Ketana has no Das, the father is the Das of the Ketana, therefore when the father transacts the Ketana, whether in marriage or in Amo Ivriya, it's not called Bal Kocho ever. And the only case of Bal Kocho Ba'Amo Ivriya is Yud, and in Kiddushin there is no case of Bal Kocho. Rashi learns that you've got to differentiate between Kiddushin and Amo Ivriya according to the Rabbanan. That when a father transacts in the case of Amo Ivriya, he's doing so as a secondary transactor, as a shiliach, and his will against her will is the dominant will, and that's called Bal Kocho. But in the case of Kiddushin, he's transacting with something that belongs to him, and therefore her will is irrelevant. She has will, but her will is irrelevant. So the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi says a Ketana can have will, it's just that the father's will is dominant for two different reasons. In the case of Amo Ivriya, it's dominant because of his rights to act on her behalf, and in Kiddushin, it's dominant because he's the owner of that right. And Rav Huna doesn't agree. Rav Huna says that a Ketana has will, and it's considered Bal Kocho both in the case of Amo Ivriya and in the case of Kiddushin. If the father is acting as a shiliach, he's not acting as owner of those rights. In both those cases, the girl can be objecting, and we ignore her objection, and we give the father the dominant right rather than the girl herself. That then becomes the sugya of Gemara. Let's just have a look at some of the tosas here that's important for us. Two little tosas. The second one. Afani avi chupa shekone ba'alma v'kone kan. So the Rabbanan said that in all those other cases, they work Bal Kocho, whereas Chuppah does not work Bal Kocho. Asks Tosfos for Afopi Shemoseh Bitter Haktana LeChuppah Bal Kocho. But a father can marry off his young daughter, his Ketana, and he can marry her off both in Kiddushin and in Chuppah. So we do have a case of Chuppah Bal Kocho. So Tosfos follows his same directions is kiven de bemakom bitoy koi lo yochoshi Bal Kocho. Once again, this is not called Bal Kocho because bemakom bitoy koi. The father stands in the place of the girl. The girl's das doesn't exist. The girl's das manifests through the father's das, and since he has intention and he has the desire to do this, it's considered not considered Bal Kocho. The Torah asks Tosfos, Akati Ashkechana Chupo Bal Kocho. There is still yet another case of Chuppah which is Bal Kocho. The Yehud, Lav Nisuyin Oiso, Benimso She'achi Yehud, Koin Sahodan L'Chuppah Bal Kocho De'av. What happens in the case of Yehud? Yehud is not Nisuyin. All the master, the owner can do is can convert the case of Mechir in Kiddushin, so he can give her the status of Kiddushin, but he still has to do Chuppah. And now the father can't object. And therefore he's doing it against the will of the father, not against the girl's will, but he can do chuppah against the will of the father. Answers Tosfos, V'yishloimer, Afa pishya yehud yocholasis bal kocho de'av, ha-chuppah tzorech lasis midas. Tosfos is mechadish, that isn't so. Chuppah has to be midas. He can convert the kesef kiddushi, the kesef mechira into kiddushin, and therefore enforce upon her the status of an aruso, of a mekudeshes, but he cannot force upon her the status of a nesua. That has to be with the participation and will of the father. So we have no example of chuppah being Bal Kocho. When a father marries a ketana off, that's not called Bal Kocho according to Rabbeinu Tam. And when an odin does yeyud, he's still going to need the father's approval for the chuppah. And the next verse is for Avuna kesef b'ishus mi'a lo yeshkechana Bal Kocho, af api sha'av mekadesh bita ketana Bal Kocho. How can Rav Huna say that there's no case in issues there's no case in issues of kesef Bal Kocho? Can't a father marry a ketana of Bal Kocho? So Rashi resolved that by inserting the word Ba'alma. Yes, in the center core there is a case of kesef b'kiddushin Bal Kocho, but not in the middle core where we're learning from, where in the in the middle circle where Gerushin and Yevoma sit, and they can work Baal Kocha. There's no case in that circle of Baal Kocha. But Tosfos doesn't have that word Baalma. Once again, Tosfos staying with Rabbeinu Tam Shita throughout the sugya, that as long as the father's will is there, that's not called Baal Kocha. Furthermore, in Chuppa there is also such a case, as Tosfos has said, the father can force his daughter to marry, to go to Nisuin. And so you see that the father's will, the daughter's objection is not relevant when she's a ketana. All that's relevant is the father's will, whether it's chuppah, it's kiddushin. And if you look at the father's will, there's no bal kocha, and that's Tosfos l'shitos. So Tosfos takes that view right throughout the sugya, whereas Rashi, Japanese version of that word ba'almo, institutes a term and an idea that we don't have in the rest of the sugya. So that's the layout of the sugya. It is a little bit difficult. It would be worth reviewing it either on your own or with the use of the recording, just to get it clear. Because next week we'll in the session continue with the Gemara. The next pieces are quite delightful and not very complex. The complexity comes about a daf further on, but until then we've got some fairly easy going. But just to get these ideas of the difference between Rashi and Tosfos, it might be good to try and listen to this a couple of times or to work through it in the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos yourselves a few times. So I'm going to end the recording, and again, if there are any quick questions, I'd be happy to take them.